Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Yes, I am Gavin Symes, and this is the Coaching in Your Car podcast, episode number one. I'm super pumped to be talking to you today, guys. This is a dream of mine. I've always wanted to do a podcast because I've been traveling around so much, going and doing appointments and seeing clients and speaking to investors and all of that sort of stuff. And I've been listening to podcasts and audiobooks a lot while I travel. And I thought, why don't I do a podcast of my own while I'm driving around? So I am driving in my car. Every one of these episodes is going to be while I'm driving around in between appointments, so that you can get some tips and tricks and you can leverage my knowledge and implement it into your business and hopefully get some awesome results. So being the first episode, I just wanted to talk about my story and sort of how I came to be exactly where I am today. And hopefully you'll get some information from it, and it'll give you a bit of background into why I do exactly what I do. And it all started when I started my own business with my dad and my brother. And we set out to try and help as many people as possible. But we really wanted to grow and build a business and create a legacy, like a multi-million dollar business. And not really for the money, but just because we wanted to be successful. And we had some success early and we grew, but we shortly after we started, we got stuck and we sort of hit this plateau and this wall that we couldn't break through. And it was almost like no matter what I did, like I couldn't actually break through that revenue mark. And for me, I don't know about you, but for me, I like to move forward and keep smashing out goals and records all the time. So when I'm still and when I'm stagnant, I don't like that. So I was working long hours at the time trying to break through this barrier, and I was doing everything. I was probably doing 16-hour days at the time, and that made me feel really bad because I love my family and I've got a young family, and I wasn't spending enough time with them. But why I felt even worse was that every time that I took time off from the business because I was doing everything, we lost thousands of dollars. So I was feeling like I was trapped, because if I didn't work extremely long hours in the business, then that meant that we would lose money, and I didn't want to lose money. So I was sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I remember the rock bottom of that was when one day I drove my car to work and I parked in the car park, and I literally sat in my car for 45 minutes trying to get up the courage to open the door, put my feet on the ground and go into the office. And the reason why I didn't want to do that is not because I was scared of work, but because as soon as I opened the door, I would just get pummeled and inundated with questions, with client problems and complaints, with system problems. There was just a new problem every minute of every day, and I was Mr. Fix It and had to fix all of those problems. So I was sitting there and I was thinking, what am I going to do? Like, surely I can't be the only one who's actually experienced these problems. Like, there's people, there's millionaires, billionaires out there that have managed to grow their business from nothing. You know, how surely they or someone else had these issues. So I went out and I studied the best people, the best business owners and the best entrepreneurs. I watched videos, read books, listened to audio books. I did all of this stuff, and I found that the same things that they were doing in business was common across all of them. And there was a couple of things that I noticed with them, and I thought, maybe if I implement those in my business, then I'm going to be successful. So I started on this, I won't call it a journey, but I started on this this path to implement all of these awesome things into my business. And I started implementing them slowly and slowly, and it took me 6 years through trial and error, lots of tears and long hours working 6 and 7 days a week to actually get there. But I did it. I didn't have anyone to show me how to do it or anyone to hold my hand through that process. So I was 100% flying blind, just trying to implement all of this random stuff that I was learning. But I did it, and I got there, and the business grew from where we were to $150 million in revenue and 160 staff. And the best part about it was not that the revenue grew, but actually that we could help more people. And at the same time, I could take time off and we didn't lose money because I had the systems and processes and people in place to make sure that we didn't lose money every single time that I wasn't working 16-hour days. And so it did take forever, and a couple of people noticed what I was doing. And so they were asking me, hey, I've got problems in my business, can you help me? So what I did was I documented the whole process down from start to finish, all of the steps that I implemented, and I started implementing the same thing into their business. And guess what? They got exactly the same results too. Not on such a large scale, but they were able to reduce the amount of time that they were spending in the business, work more on the business, and actually make more profit and have less stress. So I was like, great, this is awesome. So I've managed to help one person in my life. I wonder if there are other people out there that are struggling from the same thing. So this client that I helped, he said to me, hey, I've got a couple of these mates, they're struggling as well, can you help them? So I helped them as well, and all in all, I ended up helping 10 business owners. I didn't charge them a single cent for the work that I did for them, but they got exactly the same results as what I did. So I'm sitting there thinking, I just want to continue to help more people, because my last business that I was in was solely focused around helping people with their financial issues. And that came off the back of my dad, who narrowly avoided bankruptcy, and we just wanted to help as many people as possible avoid that same situation. So I just carried that on into this business now, and for the last 2 years, I've been helping hundreds upon hundreds of business owners implement exactly the same process into their business that I have into so many others, and it just keeps working over and over and over again. And so that's what I teach today. That's why I started my business called The Foundry Group. And this is exactly what we do. We take businesses from a plateau that they're at, whether they're making $500,000 to $1 million, or from $1 million to $10 million. That's exactly what we do at The Foundry Group today. So that's my story. That's where I came from. I hope that it has given you some information and background. I'm going to be doing these podcasts on a regular basis and to try and help out and impart as much knowledge as I can. I really hope that you found today's episode interesting and helpful. If you have, make sure that you share it with other business owners, with your colleagues, your business partners, even with your employees, so that they can get value out of it as well. But most importantly, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast so that when I do new episodes, you get notified and you don't miss out. My name's Gavin Symes from The Foundry Group. This has been Coaching in Your Car. I hope you have an awesome day, and I'll see you soon.